Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
What a week.
Not in a cough first thing.
At least it was you and not me.
That's true.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Nikki's sick. I have allergies.
Yes.
I told her I was sneezing like really bad before this. So hopefully we get through this in enough short amount of time where I don't sneeze my head off.
And before anybody asked, no, it's not COVID.
No.
Not COVID. Anyway, so John Cena's back.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of called that. Finn Balor's on the main roster. We didn't really call that.
Well, no, we thought somebody would go up, and Cross went up, too, and that was a disaster.
Oh, yeah, that was a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
Total
no
shit
Scarlett.
Show.
No entrance. In the entrance was nothing. Despite there was being no Scarlett, there was no resemblance of his normal entrance.
Yeah, it was... I don't know what that was. It was something... Like, it wasn't good, but it was something. And I feel like it was kind of like Vince saying, fuck you to NXT. In a way.
I don't know about that, but.
Kind of. Keith Lee's back. That was exciting, even though he lost to Bobby Lashley. And then Goldberg came back, which, you know, fuck Goldberg.
Why could it have just been Keith Lee and Bobby Lashley?
Right? It couldn't have just been Keith Lee and Bobby Lashley with, like, no fucking Goldberg. Right? Like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway. I feel like that's... Like, I'm looking forward to what John Cena and Roman Reigns are going to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How about the Cena and Riddle moment? That was good.
That was good. That was really good.
Oh, and Nikki A.S.H. is our women's champion. Yeah.
Like, I feel like, okay, and this is going to be controversial yet brave. I'm getting sick of, like, we're going to book it for fucking kids. Like, fuck the kids. Seriously, I don't care. Fuck the kids. Like, they can go watch, I don't know, whatever kids watch. I was going to say Hannah Montana, but that hasn't been on TV in a very long time.
No.
They could watch whatever kids watch. Nowadays, we don't have kids. Huh?
Nowadays, like, I know what the little bitty kids watch.
I was going to say they can watch like Paw Patrol or whatever.
Coco Melon. That's the huge
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Coco Melon. Yeah.
I don't think a 10-year-old would watch Paw Patrol or Coco Melon, but hey.
No.
Like, come on. I just think it's dumb.
I feel bad that she finally got it. And that's how she got it. But I know that character is her idea. But, like, it doesn't look good. Like, the outfit doesn't look good.
No.
Like, it doesn't fit right.
It's just, like...
And she's the pretty girl, but, like, she doesn't ever wear makeup on TV. Like, noticeable makeup. Like,
you're, like, a 30-year-old woman pretending to be, like, Paw Patrol.
You know, it's, I don't know. I just, I don't understand why. And maybe that's how she wants it. Maybe she wants to be the plain-looking one. But, and not that it's a competition, but if you want to be noticed and stand out, like, you have to present yourself a certain way. And I feel like she just looks kind of frumpy and kind of just... You know,
which, like, is kind of a thing because, like, I look frumpy right now, but I'm not on
you're
TV.
Not going on national TV. Yeah, you're not.
No, I'm sitting here.
She doesn't have to spray tan orange like some of these girls, or, you know, have like,
no, but, like,
long extensions. Just look nice, like, dress up for TV, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, I look frumpy. That's because my tie-dyed fucking loungers and my wrestling shirt isn't gonna be on TV.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to SmackDown, as a fan, if I'm going to SmackDown, fucking hair, done. Makeup, done. I got primer, I got setting spray, my eyes, done. Lips overdrawn, eyes on. Oh, and eyebrows. You bet your ass they're drawn on.
I'm trying to have clothes that fit right and some makeup.
Yeah, like, I'm going to wear fucking bike shorts because I'm fat now, so, like... Girl, you can at least find something. Wear some bike shorts or some leggings. But, like, that's the thing is, as a fan, I'm going to be more put together.
I'm not hating on her. I like her. But I don't understand. Like, it just doesn't work.
Like, so this is what I don't understand is, like, why couldn't she have done this as her old character?
Mm-hmm.
Like... I don't get it. Why does she have to change everything about herself? Literally, that is, like, the worst message for kids.
Yeah.
It's the worst message. Because you're basically saying, hey, kids, instead of being yourself, you can change yourself and have everything you ever wanted by being a fake-ass bitch. And that's, like, the worst message to have. Like, that's a terrible message for children.
I mean... No offense, but most of these women are fake ass bitches.
Well, yeah. I mean, no offense to women in general, but most women are fake ass bitches. Myself included. I'm fake to people all the time. I'm the first to admit it. I don't sit here and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm the sweetest person ever. No, I'm really not. Unless I like you. Like Jen. I'm nice to Jen.
You are, but I've seen you be not so nice to people.
Well, yeah, but I, you know what? I admit it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I admit that I'm not a nice person.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, I fucking admit it. I'm the first to admit it. Shit or get off the pot. Sorry. Like, I don't know what you want from me.
I don't know.
I don't know what you want. Anyway. So I just think it's a bad message to send to kids because we all know that all women are fake ass bitches, ourselves included. No offense, Jen, but we both are.
She just needs some clothes that fit.
She just needs to, like, if you're going to, like, really do the superhero thing, like, wear, like, an outfit like Black Widow has, you know, like, it's fitted. You look good. She, like, has her face done. She got her hair did. Like, you don't ever see her looking frumpy.
No. Mm-mm. And I don't mean, you know, even, I don't even mean like heavy makeup, just something.
No, like put on like a little bit of a lip. A little mascara, some blush.
Yeah.
Not like me where you have to overdraw your lips and put on your eyebrows every day.
And like, I feel like her face mask doesn't fit right either.
No. It's not even a cute one.
I don't know who put that together, but it's like they didn't put any time or effort into it.
No, they're just like, here, fucking go to Party City where you belong and fix something out.
It's like whoever designed that outfit is the one that does Alexa's makeup. Like, it's just not good.
And Alexa's makeup looks like garbage.
I know, it looks terrible.
I bet it was the same person who makes the age play fucking outfits for Alexa. They're like, hey, men will love this because it's tight, but in all the wrong places.
terrible.
It's just horrible. I'm like, girl, you need help. Let me help you.
I was not expecting her to cash in that quickly, though.
I was.
Did you think she would get it, though?
Yeah.
Really?
Only because I'm like, they want to fucking have her outfit out for Halloween for all the kids to buy. So, yeah. I knew this was going to happen. I'm like, oh, yeah, she's going to fucking win. It's like, she'll win it by September. That way, Halloween comes. Yeah. It's all about money. And all the kids are like, oh, it's so fun. And then there's, like, adults even who are like, oh, my God, it's so cool. It's like, ugh.
And there should have been a way to explain the transition.
Yeah, there's, like, it just makes her look unhinged, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, she's just like, hey, I hated myself, so now I'm a superhero! Like, that's not how it works. No. Like, why? Like, why are you with, why? Why? Like, did I miss something that told this story of, like...
What is her origin story?
Yeah, like, what, what?
What is her superhero origin story?
I hate this bitch, but even Alexa Bliss has a fucking origin story. Mm-hmm. It's a shitty one, but she's got one. So, like, and now they're selling that doll at live events. Yes, and all the little girls are like, oh my God, I need a Lily doll. I'm like, what about Abby the Witch? I would have bought that. And then I would have bought a Lily doll and hung it over the top thing and be like, ha ha, bitch. Traumatize the children. What? You know what? That's the problem with kids these days. They're not traumatized enough. You know what? By the time I was in sixth grade, I saw 9/11. I saw a fucking building blow up in Oklahoma City. I saw fucking Columbine. You're not traumatized enough. You're not.
You're in sixth grade when 9/11 happened.
Yeah. I was.
That much older than you. Oh.
It's weird, isn't it?
It is, because I was a senior. Are you sure? I was a senior in high school.
Pretty sure. Girl, I would have been almost 12.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Yeah. I would have been almost 12. Yeah.
Hmm.
And that makes sense that you would have been going into your senior year of high school. It would have made sense with the age difference. Yeah.
It does.
So yes. Yes, I was almost 12.
Oh my.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway, these kids aren't traumatized enough. I saw somebody die by the time I was like 8. Fucking, you know how many times I had morphine by the time I was 10? These kids aren't traumatized enough. They're not traumatized enough. Like, come on, kids. Maybe that's why I have problems. Like, here's an idea. I think if we're really going to do this Lily thing, like, they should make her like a Chucky doll and have her go around like killing people.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know, like, but like not people you know, like people who just work backstage,
right?
And not like really kill, but like, you know, make it look. Come on, you could do it. Like, come on, make her like a demented. That, you know what? If she did that, I'd be behind that doll. I'd be like, wow, that is amazing.
Well, we know they're not going to do that, so.
Well, no, they're not. Because you know what? That would bring ratings. Again, this is why we should write the show, because apparently we bring ratings. That's what we would do. Drag queens, fucking men, hot men. There'd be hot women too.
Mm.
We know what men like.
Do we?
Men, maybe. I mean, maybe. Kind of? Whatever. It's not for them anyway. Hot men, for sure. Drama. Lots of drama. Right? Lots of drama. And like a killing doll. And like Bray Wyatt. Lots of Bray Wyatt. And then like Baron would ride in on a motorcycle, kind of like Undertaker did. Because he's the lone wolf again. Not Baron sympathetic.
That's terrible. Guy.
That's horrible. I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
No music, no nothing.
I know. What are we going to do if there's no music when he comes here?
I don't think there will be.
We're going to turn it on and just start saying ourselves. We're going to be the our two phones. Women. Yeah, just put on our phones. Just start singing it. Just be like, this is it. This is how we're going to do this.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. This is how we're going to do this. We're going to be the two women, Baron Corbin, cheering section, singing his song. How could you hate it? How? I don't know.
Oh, they will. They will.
I mean, I'm used to people hating me anyway, so whatever. Like, don't worry, Jen. I'll take all the hate. It's okay. Remember how Cena had embraced the hate? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll embrace it for us. And then I'll just yell, your mother. And then make them even.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get angrier. Because that's what we do. But in other news, Mojo Rawley's movie comes out tomorrow.
Hmm.
He's in the G.I. Joe movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's in the G.I. Joe movie.
For how long?
I think he's got a decent part. He's in the whole beginning, I guess.
Oh.
So, like, Jen, you might like this. He's in, like, a fight club.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know. I saw the preview and I was like, I know somebody who might like this.
And he's being built. His name is Mojo Rawley. Like, that's how he's being billed.
I don't know how he's being billed. He doesn't even know at this point because he was in the movie. They filmed the movie before the pandemic when he still was Mojo Rawley. But since then, he's no longer Mojo Rawley. He's just Mojo.
Huh.
So.
Interesting.
We don't know how he's being billed.
That makes sense.
It does. Makes a lot of sense. But anyway. And it makes sense also because you know how after the Raw that we went to and saw him, he kind of disappeared for a while? It's because he's doing this movie.
Ah.
Yeah. I was like, oh. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yes. He's going to be in a G.I. Joe movie. You know who's not in a G.I. Joe movie?
Who?
Roman Reigns. So, there you go. Am I right?
I am.
It's true. That is very true. Sorry, guys. And, you know, he could be in more movies now. Or he can wrestle. Or do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Tong Lo went to his movie premiere. He had a movie premiere.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was, I think it was yesterday.
Huh.
And we had a movie premiere. I was like, wow, look at that.
Interesting.
He had it at the AMC near Disney World. I was like, I want to go to Disney World. I mean, right now I'm hacking up a cough, but I want to go to Disney World.
Interesting.
Anyway. That's exciting news for him. We're excited for him. Right? Yes. Good for him. In other news, Jay White showed up at Impact.
Oh yeah,
looking like a whole ass snack. And somebody I actually know is now in the Bullet Club.
Oh really?
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Pause for like a minute. Chris Bay is now in the Bullet Club.
Really?
I'm like, I know that guy. I've talked to that guy. I'm like, wow, how many people do I know in Bullet Club now? A lot. And there he is. I'm like, oh, look at that. That's exciting. I feel like it's a good get, though. It's going to put a lot of people on notice. So, that's very exciting. Yes. And Jade looked amazing. Let's be real. Jade looks incredible. Like, how could you?
So, what did he do when he went there? What happened?
So, during the Kenny... So after the Kenny and Sami Callihan match, Kenny unfortunately won. So Gallows and Anderson were in the ring, and then all of a sudden, Mr. Jay White comes out, and he gets in the ring, and they act like Gallows and Anderson go to Too Sweet Jay. And he's attacked by Finn Juice, and that's how the pay-per-view went off the air. And then right now, as we speak, Impact is on. I need to turn that on. Impact is currently on right now. So we'll see. But Mr. Jay White looks amazing. But that the Chris Bay thing was a spoiler that Chris Bay is now in the Bullet Club. And I, for one, am proud that Chris Bay is in Bullet Club. He's, you know what, though? It's, I think I'm happy because he's a good dude. He's a good dude. Like, I've met him a couple times before. Nice guy. He wrestled in Phoenix a lot. Nice guy. I couldn't be happier. Good for him. This is a good get. Super talented, too. Sorry, guys. I keep coughing. It's disgusting, I know. Don't mind me. So, again, very exciting. And also, Mickie James showed up.
Oh, yeah.
On Impact. And they're teasing Mickie James versus Deonna Purrazzo. Also, Chelsea Green showed up, which we kind of figured she would be, what's-his-face's partner? Matt Cardona, that's his name. Matt Cardona. Keep calling him Zack Ryder. We figured she would be his partner, but yes, she is his partner. And, yeah. Also, I'm trying to think. His name's Drama King Matt now, but he is Aiden English. Will be at Impact as well. So we do not know what's happening with the Iconics.
I was kind of surprised they did not show up.
I know. I really thought they would. I really did. Now I'm concerned. Like, really, I am. Like, after all this fucking talk, and this leads us to our next thing. The fucking bullshit drama talk of CM Punk's going to AEW. Daniel Bryan's going to AEW. Like, if that happens, sorry, I guess I'm not a fan of CM Punk and Daniel Bryan anymore. Like, it makes, and this is what makes me upset, is like, it makes me like not like wrestling. And I hate that for myself. You know? Because I like everything else. I love GCW. I love New Japan. Impact's great. I'm watching Impact right now until Kenny Blomega shows up and I turn the TV off. You know, WWE, for all its faults, is entertaining when it has to be, because apparently last weekend they decided to be entertaining.
Right.
Like, I don't, and it just, I think it's because the fans, AEW fans, just like, are the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, you'll say anything. You'll be like, I like Chris Bay. I like Chris Bay. You'll say that. They'll be like, well, he's not in AEW. You don't like anybody from AEW. You don't like AEW. What's wrong with you? There's something wrong with you. It's like, no. I'm sorry. I don't cross picket lines for fucking people I'm not going to give my money to. Sorry.
See, I feel like if they have Daniel Bryan versus CM Punk, I have to watch it.
No.
I don't have to. No. I'll get it like bootlegged, but I want to watch it.
What kind?
I'm sorry. I want to see it.
You're going to give money to Cody Rhodes.
No, I'm going to bootleg him. I'm not going to pay for it.
You're going to give him ratings.
No, it's going to, I'm going to get an illegal stream.
You're going to watch something produced by Kenny Blomega.
Yes, I am.
The Schmucks,
yes, I am. Yes.
And
just
Cody
that one, Blow. Just that one match. I'm sorry. That's it, though. I don't know anything else.
Fickle. Fickle.
Hey, I have watched, other than the premiere that me and you watched, that's in like little clips I have seen online.
I watched,
I have
one
not watched
thing
anything.
To give it another thing, and I hated it. I hated it. I was like, what the fuck is this? People who watched it from the beginning aren't even watching it anymore. And they're just like, oh, we're going to beat WWE because we're going to get fucking Daniel Bryan. Oh, shut up, Cody Rhodes. Shut up. Shut up. You know what? I hope I run into him one day, because I'm going to be like, listen, Cody Blodes, you suck. I hate you. You suck. And I hope you fall down and twist your ankle, you asshole. I'm not wishing death on anybody. No, you know what? No. I'll just watch him and go, bless your heart. Bless your heart. And eat shit and die. Yeah. There you go. Like, if I... Here's the thing. If Bray went to AEW, I wouldn't even watch.
See, I don't know if I believe that. I don't.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, I would have my final goodbye and be like, well, I didn't watch when Brody Lee went.
Yeah, that's true. But this is Bray, though.
I didn't watch. And I won't. If the Iconics go, I won't watch. Yeah. Peace be with you. Bless your heart. Gotta go. Bye. Just saying. Goodbye. You know?
Yeah.
Just kind of how I feel about it. I don't cross picket lines. I don't do it. I don't do it. I'm going to tell you right now. Fuck Tony Khan and fuck the Young Schmucks and fuck Blomega and fuck Cody Blodes and his wife. Mm-hmm. So, like, how many people that I like went there and I haven't watched them? Think about it.
That's true, but you're talking about Bray here.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I believe that.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, goodbye. Nice talking to you. You'll be Husky Harris again in 6 months, so you know.
I just don't know. I don't know.
Hey, you'll be Husky Harris again in 6 months. Shouldn't have gone. Sucks. Like, even if, like, Jay White showed up on AEW, I wouldn't watch. I wouldn't watch. Even, like, if Tama Tonga gave the okay, I would not do it. I would not. I'd be like, nope, sorry. I can't do that. That's against the Geneva Convention. I can't do it.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, if you want my honest opinion, I don't cross picket lines.
You wouldn't illegally stream something that had Bray in it just to see what it looked like.
No.
I'm sorry. If they do Punk and Brian, I'm watching it. I'll do it illegally. I shouldn't say that. Allegedly illegally. Allegedly illegally.
Maybe. Stream. Possibly.
Possibly.
You will find a way to watch it without giving them any sort of money or ratings.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not like people won't even download and post on YouTube. It'll be on YouTube in a day.
I was going to say, you could get an ad blocker on YouTube and watch just the moment.
There you go.
An ad blocker. Mm-hmm. You know why? I do that with all the blogger moms I watch because I don't want to give them any money.
Huh.
Yeah. Fuck them. They're a mess. Anyway, Chris Bay just won. So.
Ah, good for him.
Yes. Yes. Like okay. I won't watch it, but there is a hierarchy of people that we support in that company. And by support, I mean like that we give our positive thoughts to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's Jay. Jay is now on. Oh, Jay looks good. Ooh, ooh girl. Look at that man. No, oh, Jay White. Look at you. Hold on. I didn't hear the voice. Anyway, Jay is talking to Chris Bay right now on Impact.
Huh.
Yes. You know what? We might have to start watching Impact every week again.
Maybe.
Yeah, we might have. I mean, hey, I would rather give my money to Impact than just saying.
So we didn't actually talk about Money in the Bank in general.
No, no, we didn't. Money in the Bank. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
But I had zero expectations. Same with SummerSlam at this point.
Hmm.
I know it's good.
I enjoyed it. It is my favorite pay-per-view in quite a while.
Yeah. It went by a lot quicker than I thought.
Mm-hmm. Except for when Peacock went out and people were losing their shit.
Oh, girl. I lost my shit. Are you kidding me?
That was bad.
Fuck.
That was bad.
It was during the men's Money in the Bank and Peacock went out. It was terrible. The worst.
It's terrible. People were flipping their shit.
Girl, I flipped my shit. I was like, what the fuck? I want to see Shinsuke's entrance.
I was so mad.
It was the worst. I hate Peacock. Ugh. Anyway.
But Big E won.
Big E did win. Which is actually one of the people we thought were going to win.
Mm-hmm.
We said Riddle or Big E. I was surprised it wasn't Riddle.
And poor Liv got screwed again.
Liv got screwed again.
She doesn't get anything.
No.
Like, I don't understand with the whole Sonya thing. Like, what was the point of the Sonya thing? I don't understand.
I think they're going to match between the two.
I guess.
They're going to make it kind of like Daniel Bryan. Liv's the new Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Liv is the new Daniel Bryan. Like she's gonna say that she's gonna blame it on Sonya. I don't know how she's gonna blame it on Sonya.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good. The men's Money in the Bank, I really liked the match. I thought the match was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I was very impressed. The only thing that I, and this wasn't even the men's match was great. Edge and Roman was great. Lashley and Kofi, I could have done without. You know, I feel like they just kind of did the whole thing with Brock where they kind of made it like a squash match, and that sucked. The Usos are the tag champs now, which I have my own opinions on that. It definitely has to do more with, I get why they're doing it storyline wise. I get it. I totally do. Like, the storyline definitely makes sense. My only thing is, you're rewarding somebody again, because this is the second time this has happened, rewarding somebody again after getting a DUI.
Right.
Which I think is... Yeah. The only other match that I wasn't a fan of was AJ and Almost versus the Viking Raiders.
It was okay.
It was all right, but like, I think I just don't like Almost.
Really?
I'm not, everybody's like, he's so improved. I'm like, I'm not seeing any improvement. He just kind of lumbers there. Like, I'm just not a fan of it. Yeah. So I'd say the Lashley and Kofi match and then AJ tag match was, those were the matches I wasn't a fan of. Everything else I really liked. I think the men's Money in the Bank was probably my favorite.
So which one? The men's, yeah.
The men's. I don't like how the women's ended. The match was good until the end. The finish sucked. Where she just climbs up the back and takes it. Like, that's dumb. I don't like that. But hey, I understand. You want her to win for the kids' sake. You know, fuck them kids, but whatever. But we are getting at SummerSlam Edge versus Seth Rollins.
Hope it's not a letdown.
Oh, Blomega. Sorry. I just don't like him. Anyway, yeah, so I think it's going to be good, though, because I think they're going to remember, it was when Seth had Money in the Bank, before Mania 31, they had Edge and Christian there doing like the Edge and Christian show on the, on Raw. And Seth was going to curb stomp his head in on the Money in the Bank case. I feel like they're going to harken that back a lot, and I kind of love it. That's I like that. That's good. That's good. I do like that. That is, I remember that moment. I remember that moment, and I'm like, oh, that's going to be good. I think it's going to be really good because Seth, I like Seth again now that he's a fucking asshole. Because I feel like that's, Seth just is the best fucking asshole they have.
Right.
Like, he's entertaining again now that he's a dick.
Right.
Like, they should just, don't make him a face again. Don't make him a messiah. Just make him a fucking prick. And, like, you're printing money. He just has a punchable face. So just make him an asshole. Just make him an asshole. What are we doing, right? Like, what are we doing? And of course, everybody's behind Edge. And you know what? We're going to probably hear Edge's music in person and probably fucking cry or freak out or scream or something.
That's true.
I know. I just realized I'm not going to be able to talk for like 4 days after the show. It's going to be great.
Yeah, the last time I heard him in person was at the last WrestleMania he was in before he came back in Atlanta. That was a long time ago. 27, that was a long time ago.
You know what that means? We're going to freak the fuck out. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited for that. And plus, now, the day after SummerSlam, we have something else to watch, you and I. NXT TakeOver is the day after SummerSlam.
Oh.
And the rumor and innuendo going around is that a certain Samoan named Joe, not Roman Reigns, but a certain Samoan named Joe, is returning to the ring. God, I love that man. Love that. Oh my God. Juice Robinson is wearing a glittered blue and gold vest with matching pants. Oh, there's Mickie James. Mickie James is now on. Girl, Mickie James looks fucking incredible. What is wrong with us? She's wearing white jean shorts and a crop top.
Huh.
It's called We're Old. But she's older than us, so I don't know. I'm just dumpy, I guess.
She gets paid to work out for a living. We don't.
Well, yeah, she gets paid to work out. Yeah. And she's married to Nick Aldis.
If I got paid that much money, I could make myself work out too.
I mean, I would need modifications, but yeah. Totally. Anyway. So it's going to be an interesting few weeks in this lead up to SummerSlam. Because I don't know what else they're going to do. Like, some of these matches are so obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously Roman and Cena. Obviously, Edge and Seth Rollins. I mean, like, but what else? Like, what else is there? Oldberg and fucking Lashley.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be our food break, or pee break, or whatever. Go get more drink break. That's just going to be our break. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else they can. I mean, I really don't want them to do Charlotte and Rhea again. I have a feeling they're going to do Superhero versus Alexa's whatever the fuck she is.
Oh, maybe.
That's going to suck. That's going to really suck. I don't like it. That'll be my other food break. A lot of people are saying Sasha Banks is going to come back. But like, and we didn't talk about Naomi moved to SmackDown. So Naomi's on SmackDown now. Could we get Naomi versus Bianca Belair? With Naomi as the newest member of the Bloodline.
I think if we do, she's going to get that belt.
Naomi?
Yeah. Because they have all the other belts.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what? I actually wouldn't be mad at it. I wouldn't be mad at it. Would you be mad? I wouldn't be.
No.
No. No. I guess I'm wondering, like, what they're going to do to really fucking push this over, you know? Like, what else do they have up their sleeves that we don't know about yet?
Right.
I don't know. I feel like Naomi and Bianca's going to happen. We'll do a Naomi heel turn. She'll join the Bloodline. Yeah. Yeah, I think this sounds great. I'm not mad at it. But yes. Also, where does this leave a totally not SummerSlam, but where does this leave Karrion Kross?
That's true.
Apparently, they had to reshoot the scene with Samoa Joe and Kross because everybody kept chanting Jeff Hardy. So I think Vince just effectively killed the NXT championship.
Hopefully not.
Why, Vince? Why? Yeah. But tomorrow, which is Friday, Toni Storm is debuting.
Oh.
Could we get a Toni? Well, no, because they said she's going to be a face. But if she's not, could we get Toni Storm versus Bianca Belair?
It's possible.
Possible. I'd like to see it. So we'll see. I feel like there's just so many pieces of this puzzle. And there's only a month that we don't know what's going to happen.
That's true.
Like, I don't know if, like, we're just not thinking of things, or, like, is shit gonna go, I don't want to say south, but, it'll be interesting to find out what happens. Be very interesting. Also, I really kind of want CM Punk to sign with the WWE, only because wouldn't it just go with me on this one, because I was talking to our friend Whitney about this. Imagine it. Mm-hmm. John Cena beats Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. And before it goes off the air, Cult of Personality plays.
Now that would be great, but...
Yes. Yes, it would. And then he attacks Roman Reigns. Because, of course. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, it's possible, but.
Stop acting like an AEW super fan now.
I am not. I am a realist, and I know that that's just the way this is going. Everybody thinks if they sign with AEW, they're going to be, like, totally free and.
Until they go against Cody Rhodes, and then Cody Rhodes is like, well, I'm gonna win. So, yep. Like, sorry, pal.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying that's what they all think.
Here's my impression.
Like, oh, yeah.
Sorry, pal. I know you're over with the fans, but I'm Cody Rhodes, and I have to win. Because I'm Cody Rhodes.
Right.
And if I don't win, people aren't gonna like me, because I'm Cody Rhodes. Everybody's gotta like Cody Rhodes, because I'm Cody Rhodes. Mm-hmm. You know my name's Cody Rhodes, my last name's Rhodes because my dad's Dusty Rhodes. That's all I have for me. It's because my dad's Dusty Rhodes and people respect him, and that's how people respect me, because my dad's Dusty Rhodes. Is that about right?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, did you know my wife's black? My daughter's half black. I'm American. I'm American patriot. Look at me, Cody Rhodes. I'm gonna run for senator of Georgia. I'm gonna beat John Ossoff because I'm Cody Rhodes. Is that about right?
Yep.
Am I onto something?
Yep.
I feel like that's the perfect impression. Yeah. Gail Kim is out now.
Oh, my leg is itching. Sorry.
I thought you were watching TV. I was like, that's Gail Kim.
Well, I am watching TV, but watching the baseball game.
Yeah. Gail Kim is now talking to Mickey James and Deonna Purrazzo. But yes, if you want more of my Cody Rhodes impression, I will be doing it probably weekly from now on. I'm gonna beat John Ossoff because I'm Cody Rhodes. Yes, I love how people think he's like progressive, like he's like this is all like he's not gonna run for a Republican senator of Georgia. Like, you guys don't fucking get it, do you? It's an act. It's an act. It is. It's an act.
Mm-hmm.
You know who he probably voted for?
Well, yeah.
Not who we voted for.
No.
No. He didn't vote for John Ossoff or Warnock either. Because he's Cody Rhodes! Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
I swear to God, this man, I'm going to... He bothers me. I have him blocked on Twitter and he still bothers me. Oh, also, WWE does live rent-free in their minds as well.
Oh, yeah. That was
oh, no, because after their thing, they were talking about how they were so much better than WWE.
Oh, on TV they were saying that?
After the cameras went off the air, they were telling the live crowd how they're so much better than WWE. And it's like,
oh.
Okay, really? Like, Who cares? Like, you have to bring in CM Punk and Daniel Bryan for people to watch your programming. You got a fucking problem.
It's more of the all-ex WWE.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, like, why don't we just call it WWE Lite? L-I-T-E. Where it's all WWE all the time, because I'm Cody Rhodes! Honestly, the shit, it makes me laugh so hard, because it's like, one, they've got a bloated fucking roster as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Their roster, they're starting to do what WWE did, and they're signing every fucking buddy. And they're going to have a bloated fucking roster. And not, okay. So, say they bring in Punk and Bryan. Right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, Kenny and Cody in the books are always going to have a spot. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry. Hangman might have a spot. Maybe. Because I feel like they hate him. But, like, Mox, they have Lance Archer, Matt Hardy,
like, Rusev.
Once they go through, okay, you have CM Punk versus Cody Rhodes, okay, you have Daniel Bryan versus Cody Rhodes, because you know they're going to do those. Once there gets Kenny Omega, who else are they going to fight? Mox. Probably. Guess what?
Well, Punk would want to wrestle Mox.
We saw Dean Ambrose versus CM Punk many a times before.
I know, but he likes him, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, Mox doesn't give a fuck, and that's why we love him. He doesn't give a fuck. Are you going to have Daniel Bryan and CM Punk tag team against the Bucks?
Probably.
That's embarrassing. Like, that's embarrassing. And then what? Like, and then after you go through the core people and maybe Hangman, you get a Matt Hardy versus Daniel Bryan? Fucking Lance Archer versus CM Punk? Like, okay, what, Marco Stunt versus Daniel Bryan? Or Cassidy versus CM Punk? Oh, Lord. I'll put some butts in seats. Well, yeah, probably because, you know, the brain dead. But, like, what do you do? Like, who are they going to wrestle? Who? Rusev? Rusev. Okay. No offense. I like Rusev. But Rusev. Matt Hardy, who's 45 years old. Like, hello? Who are they going to wrestle? Gallows with his dangly fucking earring? Yeah, okay. That makes a lot of sense. Just, no, you know what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to pull from other companies because their talent can't fucking do it. Right?
Right.
Right. This whole Forbidden Door thing, and I got this epiphany the other day. This whole Forbidden Door thing, you know why they're doing it, right?
Why?
Because their talent can't fucking do it. They can't do it. Their talent can't fucking work, and the ones who can work, they've already had the matches against. So there you go. Hidden fucking door. That's why they're doing it. And I'm like, you know what? It makes sense now. It makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Impact does it because they need the buzz. AEW does it because their talent can't fucking step up. New Japan's doing it because they can't come over here.
All right.
And I'm like, you know what? That makes a lot of fucking sense now. Makes a lot of fucking sense. And now they're going to have Nick Gage on TNT. Good luck. You're going to get pulled off the air. Nick Gage is going to cut somebody's head open on TNT with a pizza cutter and tell him to go fuck himself. And you think TNT is going to like that? Okay.
They'll just water him down.
Exactly. Wait, what did they do to John Moxley in the WWE? Watered him down, you say? Mm-hmm. Huh. Interesting. Fascinating. So, yeah, all I got to say to that is Chelsea Green wearing a bedazzled bucket hat? What in the fuck am I watching? Anyway, yeah. So it makes a lot of sense now. This whole Forbidden Door thing, it just makes a lot of sense now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had that epiphany, and I was like, huh. You know? I can see why they have to do it. Either that, and this was my other theory, they're trying to sign everybody, just like a certain company, who they say they're not white. But they're going to sign everybody. And then what happens when you sign everybody and then you don't use them on TV? You know what happens, Jeff?
What happens?
You have to release them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. You know, when Daddy Khan decides that he's tired of putting that much money into a company that currently is in the red. So, I don't know. Just thoughts. Just thoughts. You know, it makes a lot of sense now. I have to say, everything we said 2 years ago, I feel like is starting to play out.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know, guys. Just think about it. Just think about it. This whole Forbidden Door thing works now, but give it a year.
The sneezing is starting.
The coughing is like, yeah. So we didn't even cover Drag Race this week, but we'll cover it next week.
Okay.
You have to watch it, though, because the runway was it. They went after my heart with this whole the challenge and the runway this week.
Oh, okay.
They did American Horror Story.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was beautiful. And there was a point where I thought Kylie Sinead Young's, see, I keep calling her Renee Young after last night. Kylie Sinead loves boobies. We're going to pop out.
Oh.
Like, girl, she's doing the lipstick. And I'm like, I hope she taped them. Because, like, her nipple is going to pop out.
Oh.
Yeah. And she's not wearing, she's got breast implants because mm-hmm. she is a trans woman. So it would not be fake boobies. It would be real boobies. So there was a point where I was like, touching myself going, girl, I hope you taped yourself in. I'm like, I love the outfit. You're doing great, sweetie. But please tell me you used a lot of tape.
Oh, gosh.
So yes, you watched. It was really good, though.
I should watch it.
But, like, it was where the challenge, I was like, I don't know who's going to win this.
Huh.
And the coffee. Anyway, guys. So we'll see what happens next week. But yes. We will see. And we're just 1 week closer to Jen coming here and SummerSlam.
Yep.
Yeah.
About less than a month away now.
I know. I'm already thinking about where we're going to eat.
I want to go to that place with the sparkly mimosas I sent you.
Well, yeah, that's on the list.
Yeah, I want to go there.
I'm going to send you the menu for the place that's down the street from where we are going to see SmackDown.
Yeah, okay.
Where we can, in the neighborhood, where we can go have lunch before.
Oh, okay.
And they have bottomless mimosas.
Oh, okay.
If you want that. Or we could do Taco Bell Cantina, either one. But I thought this would be a little different. We could go to the neighborhood, but
yeah, up to that you. Works. No, that works.
I'll send you the menu. See if you like anything first before we decide. But yes. And also, we're going to see people we know. Well, I know, but they're nice and friendly people and not psychos. So that's a plus.
It is a plus.
It is a plus. Anyway, guys. So until next week. Where we're 1 week closer and there's another episode of Drag Race out, and, you know, all that. Bye.
Bye.